idea of beaming down makes a great science fiction. Your great-great-great-grandchildren are not going to see a beam-down machine on a Star Trek vehicle, is my belief. Much, much too complicated. So, you guys have listened to TechNet number 1605, Space Report number 204, of the series that began in September of 1982. We've almost settled some of these space conundrums. Let me drop. You believe that? I'll tell you another. But we'll be back next week to delve into radio, refrigerators, waveguides, computers for people who are bedridden. We'll delve into a number of these things, and we'll almost settle a few of them. But these guys over there on Staten Island, they've got more of the answers. So as long as we keep asking them the questions, we're going to get more of the answers. Isn't that sort of true, John? TC2WGB, T2IW.
TC2WGB, absolutely. But that guy, NY2H, he's got me all depressed now. I'm thinking that my whole life may exist inside of a Carvel machine to somebody. I just want to thank everybody for joining the net. Great net tonight. A lot of good information. And thank Paul for the space report, as usual. And tune in again next week, and we'll definitely have some quality answers for some very good questions. And my email is julietbravo5@aol.com. Glad to answer any questions or pose them for the net, and just keep them coming. Back to you, Dick, KC2WGB.
And it's the space report that got really complicated tonight, Paul. Look what you caused. WS2N, K2IW. Go ahead, Paul.
All I wanted to do was talk about the beam. now I won't be able to sleep. John's right. Some kid playing a computer game. I'm tired of this, Dad. I'm going to plug it. There we go. 73, guys. Till next week. Back to you.
You know what that kid is doing, Paul? He got to a certain point in the game, and he said, this guy, Paul, it's become boring. Well, let's start the game over. Game over. Let's start the game over. Let's start a new set of initial conditions. Bye bye, you all. Be kind to each other. K2IW clear.
I think your life is in a thumb drive now, Paul. So see, the kid's probably giving your life to somebody else to play with. K2WGB is clear, and everyone have fun, please.
I'm on the cloud. I'm on the cloud. I'm going to make a comeback when they buy a new computer.
Tonight at 8:30. Welcome. amateur, radio, repeater, systems. Thank you for visiting the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system, code number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link clear.
Auto connecting.
Node number 9126.
Welcome to the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system, node number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link active. Net tonight at 8:30 W2VL repeater system. Net tonight at 8:30. Welcome to the W2VL repeater.
Thank you. I guess she'll be coming out in a few seconds, but I don't have time to say hello. Yeah, that particular area that I was going through, I've been bothered by the police. I lost count of how many times. They came to me to take it, but boy, they want to.
No, Barry, you have a problem. I can't worry about it. Listen, that Sergeant Ford, I called up. Very nice guy. You know, out here they work in 12-hour shifts. He's on right now, 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. I want him to write a letter to Patty. That was Jeremy's suggestion. He says one, but he's coming here and says want to pick up the phone from anybody. He's sick, but he's out by now. And you know, they had a string of robberies here, gas stations, and other convenience stores. So it's spread very thin right now. That's what the best sergeant just told me.
So what are you trying to tell me?
Oh, nothing. They told me to call him back tonight.
Okay. I think, well, you don't agree with me, but I think the whole idea of calling the police was a bad idea. Gee, I really do.
I agree with you. It just didn't turn out. If they had done what I suggested, it would have been a good idea. They didn't. That's the crux of the matter. Anyway, the sergeant won't retire this next week. So, I'm going to tell him to come over here when he's retired. Order something. Wait, Craig. He's a very nice servant.
Yeah, whatever. Actually, yesterday I had, dinner at, you know where I was last night, Aunt Frieda, you don't know, there's a Tiffany, and he's a cop, that guy. He's getting a little old, he's kind of senile, so, but he still has his hat hanging on the wall.
What's this? Still on the wall?
No, we retired like 30 years ago.
Okay. So I wasn't sure. Hi, Barry. Anyway, very friendly out here. My friend would be sitting with a friend pretty quick tonight. I said, what's the problem? He said we've had a string of robberies, convicted stores, and gas stations. They're all running around trying to get these guys. I don't know, but two, how many?
I think it's one guy. Heard it on the news. It's been on the news for weeks.
Oh, I don't think it's new, Barry. It hasn't been on the news for weeks. It just happened.
You know, I think it's the same guy that's robbing convenience stores. That's what I've heard hearing on the news. But I've been hearing it for weeks. I don't know what precinct, and I don't even give a damn.
Don't know, Barry. You know, I'm into this. I got the scanner, and I set it up. You know, it goes by zip code. The scanner program is by zip code, and it's got GPS in it. So I got a program that only can go 5 mile radius. So I hear what's going on.
Wait a minute, I gotta roll my window up. Hold on. Some noisy around here. Okay. Okay, yeah, she'll be coming out in a couple of seconds, so I'm gonna. By the time we do abruptly, I'm not trying to be rude. Okay, so you're getting some excitement out there. What can I tell you?
Oh, they're not coming in here. They want money. You know, convenience stores, gas stations. They have a lot of money. And, people are stupid. They don't realize they're going to get more.
they've been doing it for eons. Ever since they've been convenience stores. People breaking in on them. Okay, so in other words, these break-ins are taking place in Massive People Park, that general area. Okay, I don't know where the place is, because I didn't pay that much attention to it. I should have, but maybe I should have. I don't know. But I was hearing it on the radio this morning.
Yeah, it's right around here,
7:36. All right. 2 more weeks, the kids are out of school, I'm going to start climbing mountains. So the next time you hear me, in about 2 weeks, you'll hear me with, oh yes, you try to get my handy dog back. Because I want that. I'm going to take it up a mountain. That's what I do with it.
You know what? Police coming Tuesday. Don't tell them to me.
Yeah, I mean, I could get her from Willie, but then I got to meet up with him, and I don't know where to meet him. So, it, you know, at least you may be further from me, but at least I know where you are.
Not a problem. He's coming in Tuesday, weather permitting, or skyline. If not, there's a lot of other work.
Well, I think once this weather clears out, we should get several days of good weather. That's what I thought I heard.
I'm probably down again late forever. Otherwise, you got to do an arc. By the way, this is N2BO for identification. Don't know if I did that. Hi, Barry. I'm glad to hear you on in the morning. I got up a while ago. So, I'm good to go. And, did you hear the text message? You hear me talking on the text message there? From Chris and Eric Lesnar?
I did, after a while. I didn't get in right away, but I did hear you talking on the text for a little while last night. Yes, I did. And I forget what you were talking about, but to remind me, I'm sure it'll come right to you. It's something you've been talking about for the last couple of days.
Yeah, I want to get Patty and Kimberly. That's what we were discussing. They said when I was looking at it, even though it was inexpensive, it really wasn't sufficient. She wants to do email, and she wants to get back on Facebook. I'm not into Facebook, but she is, and that's what counts. And she wants to reunite with some girlfriends or some of the country. So, I have to save up. Right now, I'm in a bad shape, money-wise. I'm going to get her a laptop. That's the best thing about it. Here, the box is like the one I have here. She'll be able to do everything. I want to get, Jerry said to me that she grew up because, you know, she was sick. She's very frail. She can't get the surgery right now. I feel bad for her. I'm going to get it. But maybe not right away. You got to wait for that disbursement from the person. Be able to write a week or so. And then I can get them the laptop.
Two things. I think what you're looking at would be adequate, because it sounds like that's what people do. They do email, and, you know, they don't print anything, and that's fine. She's not looking at it there. And by the way, don't you have, or she has, another computer? If she had to do printing and stuff, she could use that? I mean, the little, whatever you call that thing, it's perfect for what she wants, I think. As long as she doesn't want to do printing and stuff like that, so, and she's got one for that.
Oh, you're confused. She doesn't have anything right now. But Eric and Chris have pointed out, even though it's 32 gig, Windows takes up about 12 gig. I didn't remember that, so I'll get her something very nice. They both agree it was not sufficient.
free, but whatever. Anyway, I thought she had a computer. What happened to it?
Oh, well, when I first met her, I gave her a laptop with XP. She gave it to her daughter many years ago. So, has nothing now. So I'm going to get her a laptop online. Any one of the brands, Acer, any of them.
Okay, how many computers do you have?
Got the Apple Mac, and I've got the PC laptop, but I need that, so I want to buy it, so.
Okay. I'm down to three computers of various types. I used to have five, but I gave one to George, my next-door neighbor. And one of them, the battery went bad, and it's too expensive to replace the battery because it's too old. I mean, it works, but I don't want to spend money on battery, so I'm down two computers. Three is enough for one guy. Two people that need it, too.
And CLEO for identification purposes. Okay, Barry. We'll find something. The laptops are generally $300. That's not a lot. It's just I don't have the extra money right now. I'm pressed to the wall. That disbursement is supposed to come to Amy Bycrim. They said 2 to 3 weeks. But they're taking you a little longer. You know, they don't care. I'm just a number. So.
The small notebook computers are between $250 and $500. You know, it depends on how fancy you want to get. I got my last one for $250, but they do have them as high as $500 and $600. Same size. I don't know what the difference is. I've never noticed the difference, but a lot of people, I guess, do.
They have more memory and a bigger hard drive. Mine is 1 terabyte hard drive, and it's got 8 gigabytes of memory. So this is under 300. No, with the tax and the shipping, it's like $320. That's what I want to get. Very, very nice. This way she can use open office, which is great. I will load that on her, load that on the computer first. Open office is put out by Adobe. It's perfectly free. It does word processing and other things. Spreadsheets and forget what else. I use word processor. She can do that. I'll set it up for her.
I have open office on all my computers, and what I like about it is if it's a Microsoft or a Linux, it doesn't matter. Open office works on all of those things. I'm a big fan of that. And this is another thing about open office I like. I don't remember because I don't use it a lot, but there was something else about it that made it much better than Microsoft.
Okay, well, yes. Microsoft sells Office 365. I'm told there's no point to buy Open Office is fine. So I'll open the box, download Open Office file, and help setting it up. I will help, but you know, she has to put a name. Somewhat computer literate, Barry. She's very good. At least with Microsoft. That's why I want to stay with that. She knows Microsoft.
Yeah, you ought to teach her Linux, Richie. It's a lot better than Microsoft. I know you don't agree with me.
Maybe. very ill.
Okay. Sid is coming out. So, we'll get back to this conversation. I'm going to probably stop and call up on the way back, so around that time. I guess about 45 minutes or so, I'll give you another call. Good to hear you up. I never hear you up this hour in the morning. I call you every freaking morning, and I never expect an answer. I didn't expect one this morning.
I fooled you. Sorry, Barry, no problem. In a little while, I'll order a bagel with bacon. They don't deliver until 8:30. That's Bacon Town Bagel. See you later, Barry. And see you.
Gary, have a good morning, please. And I will talk to you in a little while. I don't think I'm going to be in your area today. I doubt it. Nah, it's going to be too busy to get there today. I was going to say maybe we could eat coffee together, but I don't think this is going to be the morning. Perhaps tomorrow. N2EO and 2MB. Out of here. I'll talk to you in a little bit.
Be good, Barry. I'll catch you later.